My name is Dale Beza. I'm a resident of Turtle Creek. I am a member of Turtle Creek Development Corporation, and I'm the current board chair of the Mon Valley Initiative. That's a lot of hats, but all those hats have the same means in the end, and that is to try to better our communities in the Mon Valley. The MBI has worked tirelessly for almost 30 years now with local communities, Allegheny County, HUD, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, several other people and organizations as well. We live in a time where a lot of people have written off many of our communities as dying or dead, or that many have reached a point of no return. And yet, in my opinion, nothing could be further than the truth. Yeah, there are several challenges each community does have to deal with, but we continue to press forward with resolve. The house that you see here is one example of one of the homes that have been done here in Turtle Creek. We've successfully completed, as you can see, many of it behind me, 17 rehab for resale houses, the Grant Street Apartments, where there's five buildings, 14 units, and a green space, which is right down the street here, which was an old abandoned wrecked house that was taken down, and there's now some trees, and we're going to continue to do that. We also were involved in helping to set up a community garden this past year. We just finished our first year, a very successful year, and looking forward to next year and all the work involved, but it came out real nice. There are maps and things in the kitchen when we're done that you can pick up of these areas here, and I hope you'll do that. And I do want to thank Jason for all his work over here on the maps. Did a nice job. Well, we're honored today to have a few of our dedicated supporters and partners joining us for this celebration. At this time, I'm going to introduce Jane Miller. She's the director of the local HUD office in Pittsburgh. And we extend our thanks to HUD for being the main source of a lot of the federal funding that comes in through the county. It would be like the home funds, CDBG, which is something I can never seem to roll off the tongue, and NSP. But these all are very valuable programs. So, yeah.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's really and truly a pleasure to see the HUD dollars being used in an investment in the Turtle Creek community. The HUD dollars flow to the communities in Allegheny County through the Allegheny County Department of Economic Development and County Executive Fitzgerald's team and CASA and the whole group. They do a wonderful job of really, they've made a commitment to a community, and it's so nice when I'm out here to see they make the commitment and the dollars flow with it. So thank you. Congratulations. This is a lovely community. It's really nice to see the investment in the home. Somebody's going to have a lovely home.
Thank you. We're also very pleased to have Fritz Fitzgerald, the Allegheny County Executive, with us today. We want to thank you and all your great staff at Allegheny County, the Economic Development, who really helped to make a lot of these projects possible. So.
Thanks, Dale. And thank all of you for coming. Jane, thank you. You guys are very helpful. It's a great partnership that we have. Councilwoman, thank you for representing the Turtle Creek folks. And really, I'm just here because, for Justin. Justin's the reason we're here. At least he knew where he was going, right? He didn't get lost. He didn't get a slide. He didn't even need his GPS to come here, so that's good. For those of you who don't know, Justin's the guy that protects me, so, he drives me, and it's great to see his family's going to be using this, living this place. It's wonderful. You know, there's a lot of good things happening in this region, in this county right now. But we want to make sure that all communities are benefiting from it. And with Pat Early is here from the Economic Development Department under the tutelage of our Director Bob Hurley, and Cassandra, as you mentioned, Cassandra Collins, who does such a great job, working with all the communities and making sure that these communities have investment in them, because it's not just for the houses here. It's also for the neighbors who see their property values go up as well and make the neighborhood more desirable for people to to want to stay here, want to live here, want to move in here, as the communities continue to be improved. And when you look at, you know, some of the plans as you go throughout the neighborhood, 22 homes that have been done, you know, over the last number of years, that have been renovated and improved and in a good living space for people to be able to live and stay in our homes is a great thing. So I want to thank you guys for everything, Jane. Again, thank you for what you do, and council, with a great partnership to have that we can all work together to make sure that these things occur. So thank you, and to the Mon Valley Initiative, Laura and your team, we appreciate it. You do a lot of great things and been doing it for many, many years all over this, all over the valley, and it's just it's good to be partnering with you guys. So congratulations to everybody, and thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, next I'd like to welcome Councilwoman Connie Tinsley. Connie is the newest member of council, but kind of jumped in with both feet. She's been a positive force in our community, and she's worked closely with TCDC, and she's a good neighbor as well as a valuable liaison to council for our organization.
Thank you. I'd like to just thank everyone for coming out, making time out of your busy schedules to attend this ribbon-cutting ceremony. Like Dale mentioned, I've only been serving for a little over 2 years, so I'm pretty new to the whole political scene. But I'm here on behalf of our council president, Nick Bianchi, and the rest of the council. There is another councilman here, Bill Kelly. He's hiding in the kitchen. And also our mayor. She could not make it here today. She had a death in the family, so she was unable to attend. But on behalf of Turtle Creek Council, this is what I want to share with you. I'm new to everything, and it is so refreshing to see Mon Valley Initiative pull together all of these communities in the Mon Valley, and they are you are the heartbeat of our town. You have the spirit that is not just in our little town, but throughout the Mon Valley and our entire county. It's second to none. We're very special here. I think we're very blessed, and as a council person, I really appreciate that. And I chose to get involved with the TCDC. I think there was always this lack of communication between the local government and the development corp. I think there needs to be more of that throughout every community. The local government needs to truly get involved and see how we can further develop and inspire. So I thank each of you, and it's an honor and a privilege to serve. Thank you.
Well, thank you to all the speakers, and I want to thank everybody here that came out today. I want to give a couple special thank yous, and one is the terrific staff of the MBI. They're kind of, I joke, but they're kind of my extended family, and I really appreciate them. The contractors who do a lot of these great projects here, TCD members that have come out today, and then those of you that really, you don't know how much these people do behind the scenes. It's really great. Also want to recognize CASA and her team. You guys are always at it. Well, thank you and all those. And Bill Kelly. Bill, thanks for coming. We appreciate that. At this time, we're going to have a little ribbon cutting. I'm not quite sure. Jason, are you coordinating that?
I believe John is.
Okay, John will do that. And then afterwards, there's some refreshments in here. Again, there's the maps in there. If you have some time, kind of shoot around, and you can maybe check out a couple of projects. But thank you again so much. I really appreciate it.